So I'm just curious, does anybody remember this video that I put out last year warning about this year? Well, you may want to pay attention now.
There they are, the National Guard, the Trump administration making good on its promise to send 2,000 National Guard troops into L.A. after a second day of protests and clashes with federal agents during immigration raids that started on Friday. There they are here, and we believe they're moving throughout the city and to areas that experienced unrest during those raids. Now, the move marks a major escalation in Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom both speaking out, saying this is unnecessary and will only escalate tensions. Newsom also saying local law enforcement is already mobilized and there is no need for this extra support.
The streets are calm here in Los Angeles near the Federal Detention Center, which was the focus of a lot of this weekend's activity. On Sunday, this is where we saw mass protests as well as clashes with law enforcement. Protests rocked the Los Angeles area over the weekend in response to the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Dozens of people have been arrested as law enforcement says the protests have turned violent. Vehicles were set on fire, and law enforcement used flashbangs and tear gas to break up the crowds.
Last night was probably one of the most volatile nights that we had in the city of Los Angeles.
President Donald Trump deploying hundreds of National Guard troops, which he said was to protect federal personnel and property, despite no calls for them from California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
What was the reason that the president had to take the power from the governor and federalize the National Guard?
Newsom is now threatening to sue the Trump administration over the move. Authorities have declared all of downtown Los Angeles an unlawful assembly area. President Trump addressing the unrest from outside the White House.
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists, they're bad people, they should be in jail.
The National Guard is staging in at least three locations across L.A., including the Metropolitan Detention Center, where Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters was denied entry Sunday.
I need to get in.
They said, we're not letting anybody in, and slammed the door. And so I didn't have an opportunity to talk with anybody.
And throughout the day, we've seen a steady and visible law enforcement presence. We've also seen over the last hour or so, some of those officers start to bring out some of that riot gear, the helmets, the batons. As we are expecting, you can see some protesters right now. We're expecting more rallies and more protests as we head into the evening hours here in L.A. Reporting in Los Angeles, I'm Michael Yoshida.
So you're probably thinking to yourself, well, we're all set. Trump sent in the United States Marines. The United States Marines are operating on American soil right now due to insurrectionists. But here's the deal. This isn't over. This is going to spread absolutely everywhere because that's the plan. Okay? This isn't organic. This is exactly like the BLM rioting all over the country during the lockdowns. Do you recall? Yeah. Well, how do I know? Let me show you.
I'm going to do this and then I'm going to go make strawberry scones. But when we talked about how this thing that was going on in Los Angeles was paid agitators, this is what I meant. I remember back when the Black Lives Matter riots were happening as well. They had very similar Craigslist ads looking for the toughest badasses in the city of Los Angeles, seeking extremely tough, brave men for a new crew on building. Compensation is $6,500 to $125,000 per week. Get paid every week, no matter what. Physical strength needed, mental toughness, ready for confrontation when necessary. However, we train you if necessary. Bravery, reliability, strength, team discipline. They'd like you to have military experience, but if you're a Marine, then they do not want you in their group because it's apparently a long story. Job title is listed as operator, and there's no experience required, and
it's contracted work.
They were looking in the greater Los Angeles area.
Obviously, they're not going to tell you exactly what it's for and wait for you to call and then explain it. This is what happened during the Black Lives Matter riots, is they would put out these Craigslist ads and then all these people would call and then they would recruit all these people to go be agitators at these events. They would turn what was initially a peaceful protest of just marching into a full-blown riot. And that's the very same thing that's happening here.
Who can afford that kind of bankroll? Well, nokings.org can.
Apparently, this whole thing has been planned for a really long time. They're trying to get more in different days on different states. Specifically, June 14th seems to be a pretty big hot button. They're looking at Phoenix, Atlanta, and a handful of other major cities. You can go to the map on the website and just take a look. Here's some of the organizations that they're working with, and there's a lot of them, but I'm going to go through a couple. There's Bend the Arc, which is Jewish Action. Bernie Sanders, which I don't know. Americans United, Blue Anchor, Cast, Demlist, Families Over Billionaires, Faithful America, Fair Share America, Face the Music, Federal Workers Against Doge, Fund Federal Unionist Network, The Feminist Majority, Bulletproof Pride, Catholics Vote Common Good, Care in Action, Center for Common Ground. I mean, there's tons of them. That's who's paying for it. This has been in the works for a really long time. That should be really nothing new to you. But here's what I will say. Okay, with all the paid agitators and all the things going on, there are going to be very real people who believe this is a very real march for justice. That are going to be boots on the ground down there thinking that they're doing something. So if you, your family, your friends are thinking about getting together and heading down there and sticking it to the man, don't. Because all of those paid agitators, they have protection, right? They'll get lawyers, they'll get bailed out of jail, but guess who won't? You won't. You will not. You will be left on your own. Here's to hoping you learned the first time with the BLM stuff. Don't do it. Don't ruin your life. Don't ruin your life over this. Don't ruin your job opportunities over this. Don't do it. This is all staged. It's all orchestrated. It's all political. All right, I gotta go. We'll see.
This is coming to all major cities all over the United States. They've already got one of these planned down in Kentucky for the 14th of this month. This is going to continue. This is how you take a country down, and that's exactly what's happening, and it should be very obvious for you to see. People that don't live in LA don't think this is going to go anyplace past LA, but sadly, that's not the case. This will continue all over the place, and you've got representatives of the United States government literally facilitating this. People like Maxine Waters, for instance.
To stop here where the guns are. I want you all to take pictures of these guns and let people know that they're in our city with guns, and I'm sure they have orders to shoot and kill. I don't know, but otherwise they wouldn't have guns.
One question, Representative Ms. Waters. If there's one statement that you call a message that you can send to Donald Trump, what is that message here today?
My message to Donald Trump is you are a cruel human being, and that you are using the poorest people in the land, the most vulnerable people in the land, to promote your politics. You are wrong. We know what this is all about. We have people who are immigrants here who are trying to seek a better living, who have come from places where they have experienced this kind of thing that he's doing here today. People who work every day, people who are paying taxes, who are raising their families, who are supporting education, they should not be treated this way.
You need to understand that these are all paid protesters that have an agenda, and they don't even understand what it is they're trying to do. But what the end result will be is America will be in shambles. We've literally got the United States Marines rolling on the streets of America. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a bad thing. The Marines are not a police force. Do you see what I'm saying? And the fact that the protesters were somehow able to take out the police and make them null and void to the point where the National Guard wasn't even enough and they had to bring in the Marines, that's a bad day at the office. It's not looking too good for the old US of A. Do you see what I mean? This is going to get worse. And you need to be prepared for this in every way humanly possible, because this is going to get ugly. If this is an anti-ICE thing, you're going to have operatives from Mexico making their way up here, because why not? Why not? Take down the great Satan while you can, right? America is a laughingstock right now, whether you know it or not. not everybody else's country's governments are more concerned about the micro minority of LGBTQ plus whatever the F than the United States. That's for a reason. Keep people divided. Divide and conquer. And that's exactly what they're doing. And I'm going to show you three things that will back this up because they use a thing called predictive programming. I've mentioned it before, but at some point you've got to open your eyes and understand this is what they're telling you. For instance, the beloved President Barack Hussein Obama. And if you break that down in Hebrew, it means lightning from heaven, which is just a kind of a strange thing, but I'll leave it at that. Barack Hussein Obama and his lovely wife, Michelle, produced a movie on Netflix called Leave the World Behind. Now, as irregular as it is to have an ex-president and ex-first lady to be putting out a movie like this, this movie is insane because this movie encompasses everything that every expert has ever warned us about living in an Internet of Things type world where the internet goes out, cell phones go out, Tesla cars start driving themselves, all sorts of crazy things happening, 5G microwave internet starts letting off all sorts of crazy tones, etc., etc. It's an end of the world scenario that ends up in civil war, period. This just came out, Leave the World Behind, something you might want to check into, but it's the strangeness of it all that during Obama's presidency, so many quote-unquote conspiracies came to the forefront, and in this movie, they show it all, how it all could play out and end up in civil war. Crazy, but it's called predictive programming. It teaches people how to act when all the lights go out, when the internet goes out, when the cell phones go out, when you have no money in the bank, you can't get gas, and you can't buy food, and it's American against American. A good wholesome movie, something that the president can surely stand behind because he's a good guy, right? Barack Hussein Obama. So that's one thing. But let's go to the next thing. There's a military website that was out for the longest time. It still is out. It's called Deagle.com. And Deagle.com is a legit site. But thanks to the mainstream media in the last few years, once we started showing light on this years ago, they were like, yeah, that's not a real site, etc. Well, the sad thing is it's definitely a real website. And they, for what I'm about to show you, they claim they got hacked in 2014, and that's how this whole thing happened. But take a peek at this real quick.
Deagle Corporation is a military contractor having close ties to U.S. military intelligence, which collects data for high-level decision-makers, including agencies like the National Security Agency. In 2014, Deagle released a confidential report forecasting massive population declines out to the year 2025, especially in Western countries, including the U.S. Countries like the U.K. and Germany would likewise see similar drastic decreases in population. The study mysteriously disappeared from Deagle's website in March 2021. Was the report conjecture, speculation, or just someone wanting some kind of reaction? But at the very least, the obtained 2014 report from Deagle should be examined. If the Deagle calculations turn out to be even close to correct, the most unsafe places to reside over the next 3 years will be the U.S. and the U.K., followed by Germany and then the rest of the EU nations.
So I made that video last year, about 8 months ago, warning you that this was coming, and now it's here, and this is going to spread. Whether we've got protesters ripping things down and knocking stuff over and setting things on fire or just simply looting, the flip side to that is we'll have the military on the street. As a matter of fact, we do have the military on the street. Do you understand what's going on here? This is the planned reset or demolition of the United States of America. And some of us have been trying to warn you for a long time and people just don't want to listen because it's an inconvenient truth. Well, I bet you the people in LA can hear me now, but I'll tell you what, this will continue. This is not organic. This is well-organized, well-funded, and it's coming to a city near you very soon.
You guys, they're looting. Can I get a new pair of shoes too? I'm not doing shit. Yo, grab me a shirt. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Man, let me just get a shirt up in here, dog.
What the fuck?
Comical as some of this stuff is, these people are literally training. Yes, those are liberals training to fight MAGA people. Well, I don't care what it is. These are low information people preparing to fight normal people. Are you preparing? Because this is coming to a city near you very soon, if it already hasn't. This is going to continue. This is all part of the plan. Again, well-funded, well-organized, coming to a town near you. Be ready. You can't say you haven't been warned. Can you hear me now? I'm out.